With a call for mass deportations from President-elect Donald Trump, how could Washington State's agricultural sector be impacted? NWPB's Renee Diaz has more.
One concern in the Washington agricultural sector is how labor might be managed if a mass deportation happens. Jeff Luckstead is an assistant professor at Washington State University. He says there's already an agricultural workforce shortage in the state. If mass deportation happens, he says wages could go up as growers rely on H-2A workers.
Mass deportation occurs, that's going to shrink the labor supply. That's going to drive the wage rate up. The issue with H-2A visas is they're very expensive for farmers to utilize.
Luckstead said smaller growers are already struggling to afford rising labor costs. Reporting from Wenatchee, I am Renee Diaz.
Renee Diaz reports for NWPB in collaboration with the Wenatchee World and the Murrow College of Communication Local News Fellowship Program.